might hear your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this morning there are two scripture readings. The first one is Psalm 48, the psalm of glory and strength. Listen now to God's word. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, God's holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king, within its citadels, God has shown himself a sure defense. Then the kings assembled, they came on together. As soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They were in panic, they took to flight. Trembling took hold of them there as pains of a woman in labor. As when an east wind shatters the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen. In the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which establishes forever. We ponder your steadfast love, O God, in the name of your temple. Your name, O God, like your praise, reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with victory. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the towns of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go all around it, count its towers, well consider its ramparts, go through its citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God forever and ever. God will be our guide forever. And then the New Testament reading is the text on which I'm preaching this morning. It comes to us from the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 to 16. Listen now to God's word. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Well, some say John the Baptist, but others say Elijah, and still some others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets." But Jesus said to them, "But who do you say I am?" And Simon Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. So I thought I'd come out around from the pulpit and come down. I heard that Pastor Debbie maybe walks around and wanders around a little more than I do, but I will come out from behind the hiding place. Friends, a question for us this morning is, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Did what Jesus say over 2,000 years ago, does that matter anymore today? And if it does matter, why does it matter? In what ways does it matter? Why is it important? What was Jesus like? Who is he? Is he a teacher? Is he a prophet? A king? If Jesus was here with us, worshiping in Elmhurst, would he be a Cubs fan? Or a Sox fan? These are the questions that we have to ponder. Maybe not that last one so much, because we all know the answer. At least I. What are the things that we need to know about Jesus and what Jesus means to us in our lives? One of my favorite teachers and preachers is a man named Rob Bell, and he likes to remind us that preaching and teaching isn't a one-way street. At least it shouldn't be anymore. It shouldn't just be somebody like me or Pastor Debbie or whoever is in front of you speaking and then you just listening. Preaching is meant to be a conversation. It's meant to be lived out. It's meant to be something that we do together as a community. So don't get nervous. I won't ask you to raise your hand, at least not today. We won't be asking you to write an essay question, but I really believe that preaching is something that we do together as a community of faith, that we learn and we grow together. I love questions. I just asked a whole bunch of questions about Jesus. I love questions that have no answers, questions that we can ask and answer together. One of my favorite words was actually in your opening prayer this morning. It's an M word, the word mystery. Because sometimes the questions that we ask and answer, they are a mystery. So I was talking about Rob Bell, and one of the things that Rob likes to say is that, you know, when pastors are done preaching, sometimes they go out into the narthex, and people will say, well, that was such a good job that you did, Pastor. And he likes to say, well, how did you do? Because we all have a responsibility together as we are learning about God's Word. You may have heard that some years ago, I was the director of youth ministries at Southminster Presbyterian Church over in Glen Ellen. And that was back when there was a pastor there named Doug. And Doug, you guys know a guy named Doug too, I believe. But that Doug used to say to me, Tracy, one of the jobs of a pastor is to feed the people. That's what the sermon is. You feed the people, and every week you eat. And some weeks you might have some time and energy to prepare a nice four-course meal with stew and dessert and all the fixings. But some weeks it might be peanut butter and jelly. But either way, you know that your people are going to eat. And I was thinking about that and as I was preparing this message today, and I thought, what if I prepare something that the people in Texas really like, but then I bring it here and the people find it too spicy? Or what if I'm preaching a lot of vegetables that I think are good and healthy, but the people really want macaroni and cheese? How will I manage? How will we do this together? And I think the answer is also in a food analogy. We just keep coming around the table. We sit there together. And I know that that's what you're studying this summer, the Acts of the Apostles, that you're sitting around tables studying and learning together. And I'm so excited about that. But enough about that. So back to our text for today. Our text for today is about who Jesus is. And Jesus is asking the disciples to give answer to that question. Who do people say that I am? And that question is just as relevant today. Who do people say that Jesus is today? Just like back in Jesus' time, we're hearing so many different answers to that question. Who do people say that I am? And then the disciples say, well, some people say that you're like this. Some people say that you're John the Baptist. Some people say that you are Elijah. Same is true in our world today. Some people say that Jesus is judgmental and mean. Some people say that Jesus is a judge. Some people say this or that about Jesus. But the question that we're asked is, who do you say that I am? And here at Elmhurst, you are answering that question every week in the way that you live your lives. The way in which we answer this question, who do you say that I am? A church that has decided to open up its bottom floor to welcome guests and visitors, even if there's floods or something. That church is answering the question, who do you say that I am? A church that is choosing to have a pride festival in the parking lot and to happily decorate the sanctuary with rainbows is answering that question, who do you say that I am? And so we have to answer that question too for ourselves, right? Who do you say that Jesus is? And I think some of us think of Jesus like a teacher, right? Teacher with all the right answers, a teacher who told stories and gave images, a teacher who always knows just what to say at just the right time. And then some of us, we think of Jesus like a gentle shepherd who's guiding the way, going after that one sheep that has wandered off. Or maybe we think of Jesus like an activist, the one who's going to march and stand up for marginalized people. Maybe we think of Jesus as the one who said, "Let the little children come unto me, because such is the kingdom of God." Maybe we think of Jesus when we're at a memorial service saying, "My peace I give to you, peace I leave for you." I think for me, Jesus is all of those things, and then sometimes even a little bit of mystery. So like I said at the beginning, I really do think that every time we hear the word proclaimed, we have a responsibility to do some work too and to do some thinking. So my homework that I have for us this morning is going to come up in just a few minutes, allegedly on just one screen on this side. We have a few images of Jesus. And they'll come by fairly quickly. There's maybe about 12 of them. And what I'd like for you to do as you see those images of Jesus come by, so I'd like you to pick out one in your mind that feels comfortable to you, that feels like the Jesus that I know. And then I'd like you also to pick out one that maybe doesn't look like the Jesus that you thought that you would recognize right away. Think about, why does it challenge you? Why does it stretch you? What is it about that Jesus that's maybe intriguing that you want to learn more about? Then we'll come back together. Thank you. Friends, Jesus asks us a question. Who do you say that I am? We have the opportunity each and every day to answer that question, to talk about it, to study it together, to learn more and more about what it means to follow Jesus. Let's pray together. God, we give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for the questions that we are asked. And we give you thanks this day for this question. Who do we say that you are? God, I ask that you would be with us as we think about this question, as we think about what it means to live in community, to answer questions about who you are. Help this congregation in the next season and chapter of its life together. These things we pray in his name. All God's people say, amen. Amen. Amen.